Hi everyone, welcome to Lola's Frugal Life. This is episode number 328, and this is my weekly meal plan episode. So please stick around for a few quick words from our sponsor, and we'll get right into the show.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hi everyone, welcome back to my weekly meal plan. If you're new, each week in this episode, I just share with you what is on my family's meal plan for the upcoming week. There's also a blog post that goes along with this episode that comes out on the same day each week, and it has links to any of the recipes that are in my meal, you know, for anything that I'm making in my meal plan, so that if you're looking for specific recipes that I might mention, you can just go there and click on those links. Obviously, there's certain things I don't have recipes for, but anything that comes from like a specific website recipe, I put the links there, as well as any notes that I might mention as far as cooking something that I don't have a recipe link for. So this week's meal plan starts on Saturday, August 13th. So for Saturday, we're going to be doing bow ties with sausage, tomatoes, and cream. This is from allrecipes.com. And this is one of those like one pan dishes. Well, actually, it's not totally one pan because you do have to cook the pasta separately. But basically, you cook like the sausage and the tomatoes and everything all in one pan. And then you just boil up the pasta and then you wind up just mixing it all in together at the end. So it's a really pretty quick and easy meal to pull together. And I haven't made that in a while. So we're going to be doing that for Saturday. For Sunday, I'm going to be doing grilled chicken on the grill, like grilled chicken breast. I don't have a recipe for that. What I do is just cut the chicken into thin pieces, and then I marinate it in some olive oil and white wine vinegar and some McCormick chicken seasoning. And then I'm going to be doing a cucumber salad and rainbow rotini salad on the side. The rainbow rotini salad is from allrecipes.com. The cucumber salad, I don't have a link for. It's something that I've just kind of always made growing up, so there's no like recipe link, but it's really simple. You just basically take a cucumber and slice it up, and you make a dressing with a tablespoon of mayonnaise and a teaspoon of sugar and a tablespoon of vinegar, and you just mix that together and you toss the cucumbers in it, and that's it. For Monday, we are doing hot dogs. We do hot dogs once a month on a Monday. So, we're doing hot dogs this week. This is the week that that falls. And then on the side, I do, home fried potatoes in the air fryer, where I just cut up some, potatoes and peppers and onions and toss it in a little olive oil and salt and pepper, cook that up in the air fryer. And we put those on the hot dogs to make Italian hot dogs. And I'll usually also heat up a can of chili in case anyone wants to make a chili dog with theirs. Tuesday, I'm trying something new. It's not really, it's just a new recipe to me, but it's not, it's just nachos. No like fancy recipe here, but every Tuesday we do some type of taco theme or like Mexican theme meal. So I'm going to make these cheesy chicken nachos, which is from realsimple.com. They're topped with rotisserie chicken and shredded cheese and salsa and all kinds of stuff. So we're going to try that for our Tuesday Mexican theme night. I thought that would be kind of fun to make nachos. I don't think I've ever really done that on that Mexican theme night. So that we're going to do for Tuesday. For Wednesday, we always do some kind of seafood. So this week we're doing sheet pan shrimp fajitas. That's from allrecipes.com. And it's just your typical, you know, you just kind of cut up some peppers and onions and you toss it with the shrimp with some seasoning, and you just bake it in the oven, and then we serve it on flour tortillas. For Thursday, I'm going to be doing easy clam chowder from damndelicious.net. I really like this clam chowder. It comes together pretty quick and easy, and it tastes really good. We always do soup and grilled cheese, or breakfast for dinner. I couldn't think of what it was on Thursday nights because that's the night I go food shopping. So I like to try and keep the meal prep time on the lower end. And this soup comes together really good, quick and easy. I usually do grilled cheese with the soups, but this is a little bit more filling. So we usually just wind up just eating the clam chowder with like the oyster crackers and just leave it at that. And then for Friday, I'm going to be doing penne with royal chicken. I don't have a recipe to share for this one, like a recipe link. This is just something I made up at some point, and everybody really liked it. So what I do is I just take some chicken breast, and I cut it up in small, like bite-sized pieces, and I toss it with some olive oil and some salt and pepper, and I broil it under the broiler in the oven until it's like just a little bit crispy. And while I'm doing that, I boil up some penne pasta. And then when the chicken and the penne are done, I just mix them together with some olive oil and some either like garlic salt or regular salt. And then I take some shredded mozzarella and I just kind of toss it together and like so that I don't like melt the cheese, but the cheese kind of melts a little bit. Like I don't do it when the pasta is like super hot so that it doesn't like fully melt, but it just kind of is like partially melted through the pasta. So it tastes really good like that. And then I'm also going to be doing some frozen vegetables on the side with that. Just like I usually always have some of those steam fresh kind in the fridge, in the freezer rather. And I'll just throw that in the microwave. And that's that. So that's it for this week's meal plan. I hope this was helpful to you. I forgot to mention in the beginning, the reason why I do these meal plans is because I think that meal planning has been so helpful to me with saving me time and stress and money. That I just think it's important to have a meal plan. So maybe this will help motivate you to get a meal plan together, or maybe you might hear a recipe or two that you might want to make this week to make it a little bit easier for you to figure out what you're going to do. So like I said, this meal plan can be found on my website at lolasfrugallife.com. So if you need any of the recipes, you can find them there. Thank you so much, and I will see you here next week. So thank you for checking in for this podcast episode. And don't forget, you can always email me with any questions or suggestions at lolasfrugallife@gmail.com. You can follow me on Instagram and Facebook at lolasfrugallife. And you can find a blog post for most of my episodes and definitely all of my meal plan episodes at lolasfrugallife.com. You can also join our private listeners group at facebook.com/groups/lolasfrugallife. And if you enjoy the show, please make sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, or wherever you listen from. And I would love it if you would screenshot the show and tag me on Instagram so I could see you're listening. Also, if you can please take a couple of seconds to rate and review the podcast, those ratings and reviews are what help the show come up better in search results so that other people can find this podcast. So that will really help me in growing my audience. So that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope you have an awesome day.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, so you've made it all the way to the very, very end of this episode. I just want to say thank you one more time for listening. And don't forget, you can always go to my website at lolasfrugallife.com, where you can find all the ways you can reach me, all the blog posts for the episodes, and any other information you might be looking for related to Lola's Frugal Life. So thanks again for listening, and have a great day.